So we're just going to ask our brother Mervyn O'Neill now to come, one of our own members in our church. We're very glad to have you, brother, and to thank you so much for coming to testify this afternoon. May God bless his servant as he comes to speak to us. Thank you, Mervyn.
I'd just like to say, first of all, I feel so unworthy even to be here, but I just thank you, thank the Lord for what he's done for me. I think they just read a wee. You turn to Psalm 124. Verse 7 and 8. Our soul has escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. This wonderful verse here, our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. And I just like to thank the Lord today that who I am depending on my help today, just to tell you where he brought me from and how he set me gloriously free. And I just ask you now to bow your head and just a wee word of prayer, Lord, just. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, I just pray, Lord, that thou will just come now and help me, Lord. I need your help, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that my help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Lord, just undertake now, I pray, Lord, if there's anything, Lord, that would be of self here today, Lord, just let it all fall to the ground, Lord. I just have nothing to glory in, Lord, but I glory today in my Saviour. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done in this heart and in this life, Lord. Just undertake now, I pray, Lord, for it's in your precious name I ask it. Amen. Just like they say, like, you know, I was brought up a home mother and father that loved the Lord and brought us out to Sunday school, sent us out to Sunday school and church and sat in the home and told us about the things of God. And, you know, they got on in life and maybe didn't think that was too good, like, you know, but I tell you now, I'm thankful that I had a mother and father that was faithful, told us. Thank you, Lord. I thank you for a faithful church that we've come to, faithful Sunday school teacher, many of them here today. And just thank you for each and every one of them. And, you know, but as we say, that's the way I was brought up. We were brought up in a family. There were nine of us, and mother and father loved us all and told us, used to sit and tell us about the things of God. As we say, them things never ever left my heart, but look, I left the Lord and I got far out into the world and left school and wanted to be in the world. And you know what? I got married then at a young age and had four weans, four of them in 3 years. And, you know, I went on in life and there was a mission come to Coleraine then. And I don't know when it was, I think it was the 30th year. It must be over 30 years now. We went to that mission and I met a profession at that mission and got saved. And me and the wife. And, you know, we can look back to that time and we left the Lord, and I don't know for why, but I left the Lord. I never seemed to be able to grasp it or whatever, but I left the Lord. I've no doubt I was saved. I can look back to this now, Lord, that was a time I never had no joy or happiness in my life. I mean, there's a time after that, there just seemed to be always trouble coming. I'm not going to tell you any of the sin that I went into, but I got deep in sin. I have nothing to glory in today of the sin, but I can glory the day of my Saviour. He brought me back from it, you know. And I'll just tell you now how you just start to work in my life again. Just, I can remember in the first, I just started to, maybe the things that was thirsting after in the world and the things I was doing, I started to lose an interest in doing them. And probably it was the Lord that, I didn't know it was speaking to me then. And I used to, many times, thanks to myself, you know, I got up on a Sunday morning or a Saturday morning and thought it was great, and no headaches, no hangovers, no bother, wrong no bother. And I used to think that was great. It was good. It was good to clean up my life. But like, as time went on, there was no satisfaction there. And, you know, when the Lord started dealing with me, I can remember cut a bit of grass. That's what I do at work, cut grass and lawns. And I was in the lawn this day, and I just can turn back to this day. And I know this is the first time that I knew that the Lord was working with me. I was in cutting the lawn, and it was a windy day, and I went in through it. Came back out to come out through the gate, and that gate just in front of the lawnmower, just as close as that could be, it slammed. I don't know how it kept it open that day because the wind should have been blowing it closed. I don't know if it was opening and closing. I don't know. But as I come forward to it anyway, that day, that gets close straight in front of me. And you know, that was the Lord. I didn't know it at the time, but I cursed the gate. And I says, why could you have done that just whenever I'm ready to come through? So I had to get out and I had to pull the mower. And again, I was in a rage. And just as quick as that, you know, I just started to think, well, what if that would, the Lord just spoke to me, what if that was your last chance? What if you were that close to heaven? And that you had missed that opportunity. And you know, that day, it just really bothered me. And from that, you know, I can just look back and the Lord, different times, just started to bring burdens upon me. I believe it was, Lord, I didn't know it was then, but I started to get a very, very burden then for my children, you know. I could think back and my mother and father and how they had told us about the Lord and prayed with us and the house and read the Bible to us, but you know, I knew I wasn't doing that by my means. And I got very, very fearful. I loved them and I got fear if anything was to happen. This thought came across me. What happened if them 1 a.m. weans, if you're to stand at an open grave? How could you ever do it? You never have told them. You know, if I would have went to hell myself, I knew it myself, I could blame nobody. Because like I was told, it was told it in the church, I was told it at home. And I was prayed for at home, but I never had prayed for my weans. I never told them. You know, I was a burden, bigly burden. I could share it with nobody. Just was on my heart. I couldn't get away from it. I went to bed at night, I was burdened. I got up in the morning, I got to the stage where I didn't care where I went to bed, I didn't care where I even got up in the morning. That's how hard it was. I was just really burdened. Didn't know who, couldn't share it with anybody. Many of the time as a minister, I heard him saying there, maybe behind the smile, I seen one saying to me, "Boys, you're a happy man, you're always smiling." And I thought to myself, if you only knew what was going on. I used to put it off him, but I says, I never really get too much bogged down in things in this world. I just keep it, I live a simple life, you know. But little did they know the burden that was going on inside my heart. My heart was breaking. I just got, as I say, I didn't care. I thought many of the time I would sell everything, go away to Scotland or somewhere, just get away. But, you know, I knew it just wasn't the house. It wasn't, this was the thing that was going on here. Sell my house, sell whatever. There's going to be no use, you know. As I sat down in the meetings, the minister and Reverend Higginson come. They come down to visit. And I remember saying to Joyce after left, I'm not bringing any glory to Reverend Higginson. He wouldn't want me to do that. But I remember saying to Joyce, you know, there's a man, he has something. I was looking, you see, and I says, there was a man, he has something. He's just, there's a joy in that young man's heart. That, you know, there's just something there. And I couldn't, you know, I just knew he had something that I hadn't got. There's a time along, you know, if I could just be saved. But, you know, with me walking away, the devil kept saying to me, like, you know, you've done it before. You'll never ever do it. You'll never ever be able to keep it. And he probably was right. I know now, like, I can't keep it, but the Lord can keep me. But the thing was, he kept telling me, never be able to keep this, you know. And I wanted to come, and as I say, there was always a bar, and the devil always seemed to put a barrier up. I seen nights here, we were sitting in the church and maybe somebody giving their testimony and same thing, the devil, I would have thought, like, you know, that was great and wished I could do that and I was wanting to do it and would have, not to give a testimony, wanting to just be saved, have the joy that they would have had in their heart. And yet what he says, you know, like, they want you to get up and give a testimony and if you do that, they want you to go to prayer meetings and you'll not do that. And at that time I wouldn't have been interested in them sort of things, but as what I say, the Lord can change your heart, you know. As I say, that's the way I was burdened. There seemed to be always a barrier, and everything I was doing, there just seemed to be a barrier, no matter what it was like. And I was always, though I was longing for to come back to the Lord, and I wanted the Lord, but I didn't even know how to call him. I got to a stage where things would have been annoying me, and things have maybe been in the family, things was going wrong, and Joyce would have said, all you can do is pray for them. You know, the Wayne's been maybe going away in a car, and I was feared if anything would have happened, I'm going to Belfast, or... And I'd always this thought, and she says, all you can do is pray. And that, yeah, I used to say, how could you pray? I can't pray, and I couldn't pray. And I was just in a terrible, I was just a broken man. I was just really down in the depths, and I didn't know who to turn or what to turn to. And this went on forever. It went on, must have been 3 or 4 years, you know, really bigly and badly burdened. And, you know, then the wee mission come. It was a tent mission. I said, I'll go to this mission, you know, and I'll make an effort to go down 2 or 3 nights. But I went there, you know, and that Sunday come, I went down to it, I think it was on the 12th, and I went out on the Monday night and the Tuesday night, and as what I say, I was no different from any other time I was going out. I knew I needed it in the Lord. I knew that I just no joy, but like there was nothing there. There was always seemed to be something just keeping me away from coming to the Lord. You know, and as I say, this night and the Thursday night I went down and I was just different. I got up, you know, and I don't know what was preached on that night, but it was the same thing. I can remember the lights went out. I remember the minister saying something. I don't know just what the exact words were, but he says, but if that was your life was to end tonight, where would you be? And this just came back, the gate, you know, this gate closing on me, this opportunity, the last opportunity. I don't know what it was at or not, but that was at the beginning of the meeting. But as we say, preached the meeting, there's nothing. Felt no different. I got up just to leave the chair, you know, but it was different that night. The Lord spoke to my heart, you know. The Lord took all the barriers away that night. I knew that night I couldn't leave that place without coming and giving my heart back to the Lord. And I thank the Lord for that. I got up and as I was standing in the queue, you know, I just was standing there and it just, that's the way I felt. And I looked and seen Tommy in the back of the tent and I says, I'll go up here and say to Tommy, you know, just say to Tommy, look, I want to get saved, you know, and asked him. But the fear just held me back and the backwardness and the shyness, I just done. I says, I'll say to the minister and I come right up. And the queue to the minister, and you know, I couldn't do it either. I just walked out by him. And, but as I was saying, the Lord was goes before you, and the Lord knew it was the Lord that was dealing with me. And there was nothing I was doing, it was the Lord that was dealing with me. And I walked out, and Mrs. Creeman was coming behind me. It was a rough night, and she says to me, Mervyn, can I walk down with you? So she says, it's very, one day I'm wet, can I walk? And I says, this is your opportunity now. Say to Mrs. Creeman. Mrs. Creeman says to me, no, your ma would fairly enjoy them meetings. She was told me that. She told me this after. She had said that to me to get me thinking, you know, about the man, just where she was. And, but then Joyce and she started to chat then about my mother and that there, and I started to walk on and was getting near to the door and I was getting agitated. All these thoughts were going through my head. What happens if I go out through here? And God's Spirit starts working with me, you know, and I need to get saved. And I just knew I needed to get saved that night. And just the Lord spoke to me. They put his finger on me that night and took away all fears. But anyway, as we're saying, the Lord goes before you. Trevor was standing at the door. The wee wooden hut down at the field. And Trevor shouted, Mervyn, would you like a cup of tea? And I don't know why he ever says that or what, but he shouted over anyway. Mervyn, would you like a cup of tea? And I says, now's your chance. I'm going to get over and I'm going to say to Trevor. You know, we had put, I'd give Trevor a day before it or something else that day, but put a win of bail. Trevor got a win of bail and we were putting him round the bottom of the tent. And he says to me, Mervyn, he says, what was the bails like? I said, it seemed a good job, you know, to stop the draft from coming in. I said, it seemed a good job. And I says, Trevor, I need to get saved. Trevor says, what? And he put the ear down, I can still see it yet. He says, what? And I says, Trevor, I want to get saved. He says, boys of boys, he says, that's great. He says, go on you on in there. He says, I'll go up and I'll tell the minister. And the minister came down a while later and, as I say, he showed me from the Bible and prayed and the Lord asked the Lord into my heart. And you know what a change came into this heart of mine. Boys of life, I can't explain it, you know. I had a joy and a peace that night. And you know what, to this day, that joy and peace is still in my heart. And there's a time I failed the Lord, you know, but he's never failed me. And as what I say, I can't explain the joy and the peace that I had in this heart of mine. I went home that night and I told the wife, and I'd gone back up in the car. John says to me, you know, John and Deirdre give me a lift up. And John says to me, you know, Mervyn, he says, I wasn't in the prayer meeting this morning, but he says, your name was mentioned, he says, in the prayer meeting. And you know, that brought a lump to my throat because I never thought that anybody cared. The devil told me nobody cared. My mother and father was dead. Many of the time that thought came through, nobody cared about you. Little did I know God cared. You know, God loved us. And, but anyway, as I say, that's where I was. That's how spiritually blind I was. And nobody cared for you. And that was in a terrible state. But anyway, he says that, you know, you were prayed. And I just couldn't, you know, I was so humble. I never thought that anybody would ever have took time to ever have prayed for me or thought about me. But just thank God's people, you know, what prays. And thank God most of all, Lord, for he cares. And he cares for anyone today. As I say, I had no joy in my son. But as I say, I had a pleasure and a peace that night, and I got up the next morning. I got on the knees and I prayed, and you know, I didn't know how to pray, but like I knew God was with me, and he just helped me. A couple of days after, I was out, and you know, at work, and I was just feeling lonely, I was feeling down, and you know, I didn't know what to turn to or where to go or how to, just it was just a babe and Christ, and you know, the wee children's hymn come to me, Jesus loves you, this I know, for the Bible tells you so, little ones to him belong, they are weak but he is strong. That those words, we are weak, but he is strong. And I just, from that day, I just, you know, when the Lord really spoke to me, just to put all my trust in God. And Mum, that night in the town, Joyce, I says, you know, I just, that's the way it was. And down that night to the mission, and there was a girl singing, and the girl got up, and that's the first thing she sung, Jesus loves me. It's as if the Lord was just telling me again, you know, like, you know, Lord goes before us in many ways. And then, as I say, another, when the weeks went on, and as I say, the devil never far away knows how to get at you, and anybody that knows and loves the Lord will tell you that. The devil was there again. And I was feeling down, and I was having thoughts that maybe I shouldn't have been having. And he was saying to me, you know, you were saved before, and you'll never ever keep this. And these things is just, you shouldn't be having these thoughts. You know, you're not right saved. And I know it was really burdened. But you know, that night I was in the house, and I was just concerned that day bigly, you know, and I thought, you know, I'm never going to be able to keep this. You know, I just was young in the faith, and still am, but as I say, it was that night, and the next thing, the phone rang. It was either 10 to 10 or 10 past 10. It was Mrs. Creedman, you know, it just shows you how the Lord is so good, and he knows even what we think, you know. Mrs. Creedman got on the phone, and I was telling her, you know, and she says, Mervyn, you know, we sin every day, and thought, word and deed, she says, you know, there's power in the precious blood. We need that fresh cleansing every day. Amen. And you know, to see that, I couldn't wait till she got off the phone. And I went down and went into my room, and I says, Lord, just wash me and cleanse me fresh in that precious blood. And you know, Lord, he did. And I'll tell you now, them thoughts, I know we have thoughts and we have things, but the devil's there to try to tempt us and tease us, but like God's always there too, and goes in front of us. And Lord, he just encouraged me, and I just think, today, like for all the people that has prayed for me and right down through to this time, I think for even the day, like, you know, I just think of help of God's people, you know, and there's no people like God's people. And I just love you all in the Lord, and I thank the minister here for the encouragement he has been. I thank you for his faithfulness and everything else. Lord, you know, I can tell you this wee story. One time I was at work, and I was cutting this garden. It was this magpie, and it was in this wee cage. It was running up and down, and I thought I had a broken wing or a broken leg or something. Come to the woman after it's finished, and I says to her, "There's a wee magpie, have you got a wee thing or a broken leg?" She says, "No, no, that's a trap," she says. And I says, "Right." She says, "Aye, it's a trap." She says, "Oh," she says, "I've had it in now many days, I've killed five or six of them." I says, and this really annoyed me. She says to me, "I don't know what way it works. It was like a trap door. My mum flew in. The other one called it in. Whatever way one calls another one in, or whatever it was. But just using it as bit, the other one as bit, you know. And she got it. You killed the other one. Then whenever you got the two in, you killed one of them, left one staying, and brought another one in. And you know, as I've been thinking in my testimony this week, you know, I just was thinking that's the way the Lord had me. He may have just used me for a bit, for my family, for friends and loved ones around me, you know, we just had me in that cage. But I went over, it annoyed me that much, went over when the nights after it, and I knew she was out, and I went on through her garage, and I don't like to do that, but I went on through her garage, and I lifted the cage of that bird, you know, let it go, and that's what I say, that bird couldn't have done that for itself. And I'll tell you now, what the Lord done for me, that cage, this where I was, I couldn't have done it for me. It took the Lord to do it for me, and do it for us all. But as I say, I just knew it. He was using me for a bit. I know, like, I can't save my family. I couldn't cause them an anxious thought, but like, I can bring them to one today, I can bring them to before the Saviour. And every day, that's a great privilege I have, to be able to pray for my loved ones, for my family and for my weans, just to leave them with the Lord, who knows all about them, and the Lord can save them. And I just pray that the Lord will save them and bring them on to himself. And you know, I just want to say this. Norman, he would give me wee CDs there, and one singing. And there's this girl singing, and there's this wee hymn she sings. And I'm not going to start singing now. But there's just three or four words. And if we begin that hymn, if I can get it here right. I owed a debt I could not pay, and it was growing every day, but Jesus paid it all for me. You know, and I just thank Jesus today. He's paid that whole debt. He's paid it for each and every one of us. Lord, for he has done it for whosoever will believe, Lord. And if you believe today, look, Jesus has that debt paid for you. And I can say today, Lord, I can tell you here now, he'll be no disappointment. You know, the things that the devil told me, the lies that he told me, how he like deceived me and kept me, and I've a joy in my heart that I never had joy in the 55 years of living before that. All the times I was in the world, there was nights, I can say it wrong, I can say it now, it was nights that I maybe thought I enjoyed myself. But I'll tell you now, I have a joy, I have a peace in my heart today that I never ever experienced in the world. And I'll tell you now, it's only God can give you. It's only any person that knows and loves the Lord today, they'll be able to tell you that joy and that peace. It's everlasting, you know. It's just, I get up in the morning, as I say, before that, I didn't care if I went to bed. I didn't care if I got up in the morning. But you see now, I can get up in the morning. I'm up in the morning there some mornings now, long before an alarm's ever off. And, you know, just to sit and just to meet with God and to pray with him, to read his word, and just to commit that day before him and to know that everything's under God's care. You know, there's no greater feeling in this world. And I just pray today that if you're on here and you don't know the Lord as your Saviour, you'll just know that joy and that peace, that you would just come and give your heart and life to him. I'd just like to thank each and every one of you. Just thank the Lord for even helping me. Amen. Amen.
Folks, we'll just have a wee word of prayer together this time. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful today, Lord, for salvation and for the reality of it in a person's life. And Lord God, we just thank thee for Mervyn and for all that you've done for him. We thank thee, O God, for his testimony. We thank thee, Lord God, for helping him this afternoon. And O God, we just pray that thou wilt do it again and again and again for many, many more precious souls. Salvation is of the Lord, and we're thankful for that. Lord, we couldn't save ourselves, we couldn't keep ourselves, but Lord, you can do it. Thou art able to save, and thou alone. And we just ask, O God, that thou will bless that testimony to every heart. We ask in the Saviour's name. Amen. Mervyn, thank you so much for speaking to us this afternoon. We really do appreciate that.